This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Russian Missions Post Office has been closed on and off for nearly half a year, and that's made it difficult for parents to feed their infants. KYUK's Olivia Eberts has more.
If you were a mother in Russian Mission before August, you were probably getting your baby's formula through WIC, a federal option that helps get proper nutrition to young children. It would have come through the mail. You also could have bought formula at the store or ordered it online. Either way, it was arriving in town via the post office. But ever since the postmaster resigned, mothers have been left to scramble for new options. Tribal administrator Olga Changsak has been trying to get formula to Russian Mission for months.
The mamas are getting very stressed out, but they're nice enough to share amongst each other.
She has two grandchildren who are on formula, so she did what any concerned grandmother and tribal administrator would do.
I got a hold of National Guard and Homeland Security.
Changsak said she was working with them to get the formula up until 2 weeks ago when they got called away to a different emergency. Devastating mudslides in southeastern Alaska. So other organizations stepped in. Word about the babies without formula spread to FEMA, who then contacted the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army got in touch with Tribal Administrator Changsak and shipped 120 pounds of baby food and formula to Russian Mission via cargo plane. It was briefly lost in transit and finally arrived late last week. When Changsak was waiting for the shipment, the tribe reached into its own bank account and purchased a small but costly emergency freight order for formula with the store in Aniak. She hopes it arrives soon, before the formula from Salvation Army runs out. The post office closure has delayed more than just baby formula, and residents have developed other temporary workarounds to access critical supplies. Some residents are receiving packages from the private shipping company UPS, and the Regional Tribal Health Corporation is sending prescription medications on small planes directly to the village clinic, rather than through the mail. Occasionally, the village is able to borrow a postmaster from the downriver community of Mountain Village, who comes every few weeks to sort through the heap of new mail. The village council president helps distribute it himself, but until Russian Mission gets a permanent postmaster, problems will remain. There are some things the tribe can only do through the mail.
The thing that hurts us as a business is, we have checks we have to send out for our bills and stuff, and with no post office, we're going to get penalized.
But all these solutions are temporary. What Olga Changsak is really hoping for?
I think I should write to Santa, ask him for a postmaster for Christmas.
Changsak says they have one applicant for the position of postmaster, but the hiring process is slow. The United States Postal Service and Alaska U.S. Senators did not respond to our requests for comment for this story. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
Turning to sports, the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race has been postponed due to COVID-19 lockdowns throughout the YK Delta. The K300 was originally scheduled to begin January 15th with the Bogus Creek 150 and Akiak Dash also on the same weekend. All three races have now been rescheduled for the weekend of February 12th. The decision to postpone the events came after consultation with health experts at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. The K300 race committee says the race may be postponed again or ultimately canceled if the circumstances of the pandemic do not improve. There are 21 mushers signed up for the K300 race. If they choose to opt out of the February start date or if the races are canceled, they'll get a full refund of their registration fees. If the races are canceled, the race committee says it would assist mushers who rely on prize money from the K300 races to support the operations of their kennels. The details for that program have not been released. The K300 also puts on a series of shorter local races, and all of them have been put off for now. The race committee hopes the local races can start in January with strict safety protocols. In municipal news, education, and fitness programs are the latest recipients of the Bethel City Council's Community Action Grants. The council approved a total of $35,000 that came from taxes on alcohol. The Bethel Community Services Foundation will receive the bulk of those funds, about $33,000. A little more than half that money will pay for a Jesuit volunteer serving in the library to provide outreach services. The remainder will cover after-school tutoring at the library or over Zoom. Ayaprun Utletnarvet, the Bethel Yukdun Immersion School, also received $1,500 for a cross-country event. The school provided t-shirts, bags, and medals for students who ran a mile per day for 25 days. The Community Action Grant Program is funded by 20% of the city's alcohol tax. Lastly, in the daily COVID count, yesterday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 47 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. In alphabetical order by community, there were 22 in Bethel, 1 in Chivac, 1 in Chuathbalak, 1 in Amonik, 2 in Kipnuk, 1 in Congegenac, 3 in Pilot Station, 10 in Scammon Bay, 1 in Tuluksak, 4 in Tentatuliak, and 2 in regional residents who are outside of the YK Delta. Also yesterday, one person was hospitalized in Bethel for the virus, and another was medevaced out of the region for advanced care. There are 380 active cases in the region. Since March, YKHC has announced 3,142 cases, 16 medevacs, 35 Bethel hospitalizations, and 16 deaths. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.